on your great show. Lots of love from Lillian. And remember, sometimes so little can mean so much. And we've got another letter up and coming after this next record, which is from Cliff Richard. It's one of my favourite ones, and it's called I Can't Ask For Any More Than You. Elvis recorded it in with this original soundtrack of the movie Blue Hawaii. Van tells me that's your man. I don't know, because I thought Andy Williams recorded it in 1969. So if someone else is out there listening and would like to settle an argument, I'd love to hear from you, because I thought Andy Williams, I know the stylist has done it in 76, and that Andy Williams released it in 69. I thought it was 69. Someone else on the line tells me it was 70. It was 1961, a year before Elvis. I'd be very interested to know. This next record is going out very specially for Barry Healy from Ratmore Park, off I think it's 5 Ratmore Park, off Pope's Road. And you're doing your leaving results exam today, I think, in science. So if you may not be listening, but if you are, this is especially for you from someone who wishes you well. And good luck in your mission in life, whatever it may be, also from the Smurf. And here it goes. It's a beautiful sound of Rita Coolidge from the summer of 1977. We're all alone.
Outside the rain begins, and it may never end. So cry no more on the shore, a dream will take us out to sea. Forevermore.
if Alan Reed is listening, would you please contact CBC Radio at 509-755. That's Alan Reed, please contact CBC Radio at 509-755.
Once a story is told,
and this next record says, "Dear Pat, hello, I'm Vicky, and I'm a great fan of CBC Radio. I'm always converting people to CBC fans. I heard on Wednesday that you were going to pick out the best letter in your Golden Oldies show on Friday, so I'm going to write well. I am writing, I love all of you equally, but I must say my favourites are Alan Edwards and Steve Taylor. I follow Alan Edwards a lot, so you may show me the photograph which I enclose. I was in Tralee last weekend, and they have a radio station down there called Radio Tralee. They are all, well, absolutely rubbish. My aunt knows one of the DJs, and she's told me to tell him that I thought it was great and all that, but I wouldn't, because I only say things that I mean. Proper order to Vicky. She thinks that radio station is the best thing since Stripe toothpaste. Well, then I wouldn't let you down, would I? My favourite Golden Oldie is Greased Lightning, and my favourite songs at the moment are Boogie Wonderland and Knock on Wood. So please play any of these for the DJs in CBC Radio from me, and this is my request. Think you all deserve a request for yourselves. Signed faithfully, Vicky Motherway, 15 Hazel Road, Choker Road in Cork," and that's not too far from the Smurf, as she encloses a big pin-up of Steve and Taylor and Alan Edwards, and Steve has got a t-shirt on saying, "I'm with that twit there," pointing to Alan Edwards, and Alan has got this big huge smile, really knobbly knees, three hairs on his head, and Stephen Taylor's got a beard all over him. Oh my goodness, you don't know how close you are to the truth, do you? Is it one of my favourites? For the late greats, Fran O'Toole and Love Is.
Oh, your love you give to me.
around 1975 when the Miami unfortunately were attacked coming home from a gig in the north, and Franco Tulli, the lead singer, as well as two other people were killed, and that was his record which went to number one after his death, called Love Is. And I was just saying, we are giving a prize for the best letter, but I'll have to take them all home, because I just could not pick one out here, because it would be unfair. When Stephen Taylor said on the air this morning, please come in, Pat, because there's a massive mail there for you, I thought he was only pulling my leg, but no, he wasn't. And in fact, one listener from Ballymanor Road has written in not once, twice, or three times, or whatever for that matter. She's written in 10 times, as well as all the rest, so I'll have to take it home, and I'll pick out the best letter, and I'll be reading it on my programme tomorrow morning between the hours of 8 and 10, when even Pete Andrews is asleep, so that's why I'll be reading it out, you see, because he can't say nothing. Here's one of my favourites from 1970, it's Donna and Today. It's going out for all the Healy family above in the old Yore Road, Mallow Road, I think, it's up at the back. Hope you're all listening. We haven't played Can't Shine yet, but you never know.
That every dance would have a dancer today. I thought that every sing had a song. But today, I found that I would go. Today, I thought that every mother had a sorrow. Today, I thought that every sorrow had a son. But today I found that I was wrong. So don't ask me why the seasons change. It's all in a rain, so don't be amazed. So don't ask me why today is the day, and yesterday not tomorrow. Today
we're saying from 1970, I said 1970, wrong again, it's 1971. Every time he comes into the studio, see, he addles me completely. He's going around there with bits of wire hanging from here, there, and everywhere, and it's pretty mind-boggling stuff. I'm going to dedicate the next record to him, actually. It's one of my favourites from the Making of Clancy album, and it's my favourite, definitely. It's called The 200-Year-Old Alcoholic, and nothing, no, I don't think it's anything to do with Pete Andrews. Stop cheering for him. Stop it. You'll be giving him a big head, so you will. Oh, I see, it was for me. Oh, well, that's better. York, help me get where the coach went. When I was 8 days, I started smoking, took to drinking at 85. At 90, I heard of a life autobiography, but that's the life story of Pete Andrews. Shh, because he might be listening. I was alive. 95 saw me in business, determined to rake in the pile. At 100, I made my first million. And the start. Still living in style. Oh, it's never too late to start living. You get out and have some fun, thank y'all. The sun will be just as shiny in the morning as the first day of the world will be done. Kind of beat that time around. Well, I moved to an uptown penthouse. Used 50s a lot, my cigars. Developed a taste for buying champagne. Drove fast Italian cars. But the doctor, he gave me a warning, and a lecture on right and wrong. If I didn't give up my sinful ways, I couldn't live very long. But I said to him, oh, it's never too late to start living. Get out and have some fun. The sun will be just as shiny in the morning. So Martina Crowley, if you're listening out there on Bishopstown, you're just having a coffee, and some fellow, some admirer of yours has just sent in that request. Now I'm a 200-year-old alcoholic, and the nicotine's cut off me. But worst of all, in this morning's mail, got a suit for paternity. I'm not really unhappy, 'cause maybe I'll have me a son, and his mornings will be just as shiny as birthday was begun. Oh, it's never too late to start this grooving, to get out and have some fun. The sun will be just as shiny in the morning as the first day of the world will be. I'll sing it like you mean it. Oh, it's never too late to start living. There was the Smurf for the All Alone, and enjoying that record. Then there comes along, we have this guy with a whole lot of wires coming out of him and everything. That's of course Pete Andrews. That's who it was dedicated to, you see. And now Stephen Taylor's coming to see whether he really was an alcoholic or not. But sure, I won't say nothing. I just enjoyed the quiet laugh to myself, you see. This is one going back in time to 1971. Anna McGoldrick from Ireland, and Don't Stop the Music, as if we dare.
3 cheers for a rainy Sunday. Nobody but us. Nothing to do till Monday. Please leave us alone. Now we're all alone. Let's just be together. Don't stop the music till the dream goes by. Let's play all nobody around.
Don't Stop the Music for Alan McGoldrick, and round about this time last year, on the 30th of June, that's after the week, we will be having the Spurs' first anniversary show. Would you imagine, 1 year on the air, and this was the music that I first came on CBC with, the original theme song, Bumbly Smurf, when I didn't even know what Smurfs were. I have myself caught, so I have. This was the original theme song from the Smurf, and it's not too bad all the same, is it? And that's what it sounded like 1 year ago today. I can tell you, not today, but on the 30th of June, we will be having our very own birthday special that day, and it sounds like fun. One more time for just a little bit more of music before I give you my signature tune, and love you and leave you. It's very nearly 5 to 12, and I just got a compliment from Pete Andrews. I don't know if it's a fact whether it is a compliment, or it's the fact he doesn't want me to say nothing about it when I'm going away, but sure, would I do that? Dr. Hook, more like the movies. Time for the Smurf to love you and leave you until tomorrow between the hours of 12 and, oh, what am I saying, 12 and 2, good grief, it's every time I think of that man, he, between the hours of 8 and 10, poor old Smurf is idle, everyone is at me today, so they are, and I don't know, because I've got nothing to know one, anyway, average till tomorrow be good. Keep on smoking. Sometimes it's good for you. Most times I'm beginning to think it's not. Bye. Disc, a lunchtime special show on this Friday morning. Lots of good music coming away between now and 2 o'clock. Well, the time is just 12 o'clock, making good time here today, not late as usual. And all the letters, Pat, oh, oh God, it's unbelievable here. There's literally hundreds of them all pouring in the door, and Pat's been reading a lot of them through the morning, and he's going to give a prize tomorrow on his show between, I think it's 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock, and Pat will be giving out a prize for the best letter. And he's just moving off with all his smurfs at the moment, so get out, please, leave me alone, do my show. They're often menace, those smurfs, and you just can't get rid of them. Anyway, we've got all the good music between now and 2 o'clock, the usual spots on the show, except for one, that's the main news. We won't be having that here today, unfortunately. And the phone's not working, I'll fix it for you in just a sec. Yeah, that's
the Mo from Numero Jet, a big continental smash not so long ago on the continent. You can ring us here for your requests and dedications on 509-755. That's the hotline here to CBC Radio. The first record on the show is dedicated very specially to CJ, who unfortunately hurt his finger last night and he's not feeling too well. He has his arm in a sling at the moment. So he won't be in to do a show today, but we are going to go ahead with the disco on Sunday night in the Hotel Bellarney. So we're going to dedicate the first record to you, CJ. Here's the ELO.
I guess you had to wait it. You did a good for you.
Stop music right through until 2 o'clock here on the Spinner Disc Lunchtime Special Show. My thanks to Pat Orr for all the last 2 hours of good music, and well done on that. He's on the phone at the moment talking as usual, but going to show him a request medication here, very especially for Pat and Virginia. And Virginia's working very hard on the North Main Street at the moment, so hello to you. And Pat's forced me into playing this particular record. It comes from Makem and Clancy, from the Makem and Clancy concert.
Thank you. short story time program. Today our resident storyteller brings you a story courtesy of Ireland's Own magazine. It is entitled The Dressmaker's Daughter. Sit back now as we take you over to Studio One and our resident storyteller. Time is exactly 19 minutes past 11. By the London Symphony Orchestra. Well, indeed, we're staying over in Studio One for a little while now because it's time for our moment for reflection, a thought for today.
Fatso, hey, come on, Fatso, move a little faster. That's a phrase we have all heard or used. It seems fun to mock someone else, especially when you're in a crowd of people. How many kids have heard this taunt while they were going through school? How many others have used it or similar taunts to get a few moments of fun out of someone? But what about the object of these taunts? What about their feelings? How many unhappy days did they spend because their companions decided to have their little joke? How often have we contributed our little bit to the well of human misery?
thanks to our resident storyteller. Don't forget, he's back again tomorrow morning at 11:30. So be sure to make it a date.